All right, Shmuel, say good morning. Good morning. Let us get a few minutes with Reb Tzadok. We are continuing Emir Hashem in Os Kuf Pei Zayin, 187, page Lamed Aleph. If you are following in the Be'uria Chasidos in the middle section there, it's the right hand column, like the second column in Va'izer Vasiato. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, Reb Tzadok introduced us in this particular Os to the beautiful idea about the power of Torah. Specifically, again, the power of Torah to help us rein in the desires, wants, lusts, proclivities, which so often seek to derail us. Torah has this, and we explained that it's not just Torah, but it's also the atmosphere of Torah. That's why the Gemara says, if you're struggling with your Yetzirah, mashchil the Beis Medrash, pull it into the Beis Medrash. It's not just the act of learning itself, but it's the act of surrounding yourself with positive influences that helps me to go ahead and combat that Yetzirah. And if without the power of Torah, without the assistance of Torah, it would be virtually impossible to contend with all of the inner struggles which we each possess. So that goes on. That is actually a very beautiful idea. By the way, it's the same PDF that I emailed, that I guess it was like that I WhatsApped out last week. Va'izrav esiyat v'dishmayo lichvosh es Yisro hu al yidei hadivrei Torah. And literally again, the Ezer, the help, the Siyata Dishmai, the divine providence, to go ahead and to rein in my Yetzer, is through the words of Torah that illuminate and give me strength. They will say, it's such an incredible idea. The fact that Torah gives me strength. Torah, in other words, so I'll say, I want to be clear. Well, you'll say, what Torah is he referring to? I don't know, maybe he's referring to like learning like a beautiful, inspirational piece of Tzaddik, or the Piagetzna, or Mesilas Yisharim. But I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking, it's not Menachos. It's not Menachos, right? You didn't have to say it out loud, by the way. It's not Menachos. It's not true. It's not true. That's the incredible part, I think, that Rebbe is highlighting to us, is that Torah girds us with a strength, a spiritual fortitude, and it's not even a function of the topic that you're learning, right? It's not a function of how inspirational the words of Torah themselves are. It's the fact that Torah itself fundamentally changes me as a person. It makes me someone better. It makes me someone stronger. The material, so to speak, I hate to use that word for Torah, but the material itself is almost irrelevant. It's the Torah that has the cathartic, strengthening effect on me. The Rebbe goes on, he says, Vasiyata va'izah shenitin v'adum k'dei sheyavol adirei ha-Torah, hishalosh ha-madregos ha-nizkaros. Now, interestingly enough, as we're going to see, we'll read this today and then we'll have to stop over here, that Torah itself gives me strength in three different ways. What are the three different ways? Dainu, Rav, Chaverim, V'Talmidim. Torah gives me strength in three ways. Number one, through a Rebbe. Number two, through my friends. And number three, through my students. He says, U'biladeyem i'ef shalahaseh esar b'shleimah. So we'll say, if remember again, this was the last Os. I know we had like a big lapse in time when we were learning Reb Tzadok. But this was the last piece we did on Reb Tzadok, where Reb Tzadok explained that spiritual, we'll call it development, occurs really in three fundamental stages. Number one, aseh lecha rav. A person has to have a Rebbe, right? And in order to have a Rebbe, a person has to go ahead and exhibit a certain level of humility, because having a real Rebbe is, I give myself over to that individual, not to the exclusion of my own thinking or free will. But sometimes there are going to be things I'm going to ask my Rebbe, I'm going to get an answer. The answer doesn't really seem to make sense to me, but I'm going to go with it because I believe that my Rebbe has greater clarity than I possess. I need friends. I need friends. I need to surround myself with the right kind of influences, the right kind of people, and I need students. Now, we often think that only people who have students are the Rebbeim. It's not true. Every person has to have Talmidim. Who are your Talmidim? Anyone who you take your Torah and you share it with them. Anyone with whom you take your spirituality and you share it with them, those are your students. That's the three-pronged piece to spiritual development. I have to have a Rebbe, I have to have friends, positive influences, and I have to have tamidim, those who I share the spirituality that I have amassed. He says, "Ubiladeyem, i'efshar lahasig es haTorah b'shleimus." Without those three pieces, I can't acquire Torah in its entirety. So I'll say, so what Reb Tzadik is adding in is something very important over here. So on one hand, yes, Torah has profound ability and strength to fundamentally change me. But Torah is only fully actualized through this three-pronged prism. I need a Rebbe because, again, no one knows everything. I need someone who I can turn to who can help guide me. I need positive influences of friends, and spirituality is never good when you keep it for yourself. You have to share it with your students. And your student is who I share it with. I have to take it and share it with us. We also have to stop over here for today. We'll talk about how to plug in that three-pronged spirituality. Amir Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.